why do we speak on our own? Is to, we must express our disappointment and our frustrations, because one of the issues that made us to prioritize the bill more than our own programs of oversight and other programs is because of this bill. Now suddenly the department, when we had concluded and voted on some of the issues and we had agreed with reservations to some, now they are bringing this today. Unfortunately, as I said, as honorable members of parliament, we are not papakhais, really. This has just made us really papakhais today. And you see, now as a chair, I take the beating more than anybody else. We will not continue, unfortunately, because we don't do our work clumsy. We are representatives of the public, so if we cannot just do anything because it has to be done, because we are rushing a date of a deadline of March. And I think an honorable member wanted to raise some issues before say anything. Honorable member, Honorable Van Albert. No, but you can't be upset with me. I want you to try. Oh, you be you. I'm the one who must get the beating. Okay,
nog dankie voorzitter, net om die paslaan die gelugte te maak. Dia is ook nie kwaad nie. Dia is ook nie kwaad vir die ander lede van die komitee nie. Maar ek wil ook by die aansluit, voorzitter, om werkelijk waar my misnoe uit te spreek met die wyse waarop die departement die hele saak hanteer. En ek dink die groot oorsaak vir die mors van tyd, wil ek vir u sê, is grootliks toe te skryf aan die wyse waar die departement het hanteer het. En ek dink, hier is 'n belangrike les vir die departement om te leer. Hierdie komitee, die parlementslede, die lede van die nasionale vergadering, is die wetgewers. En ek dink nie, die departement moet nou probeer om as ware die ster van die hond te wees wat die hond swaai nie. Die hond swaai die ster. Die departement, die ambtenare, moet in 'n ondersteunende hoedanigheid optree. En ek dink, in hierdie stadium, vermoed ek, dat die departement baie, baie manipulerend van aard is. En dit is 'n kommerwekkende ding wat na vore kom. En ek dink, dit moet so gauw as moontlik, veral hier in kuns en kultuur, moet daar die kiem so gauw as moontlik gesmoor word. Dankie voorzitter. En ek stem saam dat ons nie verder die woord kan besluit nou nie. Dankie voorzitter.
Is there another member who wants to raise? Okay, very unfortunate. I will not allow anyone to speak because I think we are very disappointed and angry because we put all our efforts in this. We will see the development on the 20th of March, Human Rights Day or No Human Rights Day. I will ask for the. Are you going to be ready by next week? Did you?
Chair, thanks. Chair, firstly, let me apologize for on behalf of the department. We have no intention of manipulating the committee. But let me start this. The bill is in the committee's hands. All we can do is make proposals and make suggestions. Decision of the nature of the bill is that of the committee. We cannot delay that. It's not our intention to delay that, but we can make proposals, and that's all that we have really done. Last week, when we presented the bill, we presented the entire bill, and we had this one page. The one page that I read from today is not a new thing. It was here last week when we had deliberation. Chair, I just thought it's important that
we can I talk to the DG before I fight with him? Even if it was there last week, we voted, you were there, we agreed, you were there, but you now, even if the page was there, members, some members did not agree, but we are bringing the proposal again onto the table. That's our issue here that we are raising. So I think now, as I'm saying, DG, next week I'm going to be ready. Because we're not going to adopt a good page. If we are to graduate, it must be in so that's why I'm saying I'm not going to allow you to say anything again. No problem. Next week when we are done. We'll do it or not. When we've got members, we'll practice, we'll meet on Tuesday and Thursday to address the request. Johnny, I'm giving you instruction. Let's not fight in front of the police. Whether it's Thursday, then it's Tuesday, you can't meet. Tuesday is not out. Can you agree that Thursday is fine next week? I know members, you are hurtful, but not don't be hurtful with me. Is it Thursday? Fine. After our, I know Thursday is our caucuses. Can we, for the year, can we meet possibly next week? Because Tuesday you'd want to meet your party, or am I correct? Or is Tuesday fine?
Next Tuesday.
Is it fine?
Tuesday.
But not in the morning, John. Can we meet, we'll just check the program, then stipulate the time. Because I know usually. Okay, next week, Tuesday, you're going to be ready. Doris? No, I'm not going to be
now this proposal by the department. I just want to find out if the other paragraphs of clause 2 are now being deleted.
So you see, the other issue now that is also technical here is that the committee had taken a decision and voted upon. So I was saying then we are reviewing this decision. Or can I leave it for parties? Can I leave it for that one for parties so that people review the decision? Yo, I did you have to apologize to the committee members? Because nobody is talking to me. And I can't remember the meeting. Can we agree on that one?
Can I apologize to the committee members?
Jay, can I say the following?
Yes.
Jay, last week, this committee was taking the decision. Although some of the opposition was disagree, the members was disagree when we vote last week on Wednesday. And that vote was communicated to the people on the ground. The people on the ground were observing the procedures of that. And therefore, Jay, it is a difficult decision because we own the public apology.
That's the issue now.
We own the public apology because it was a parliament portfolio sitting. So we must apologize to the public because we must review actually. Was we found in the committee. So we must actually review the decision and come up with the new findings, actually. Although, I mean, the appointment from the department, as I was saying previously, we spoke in the good old chamber, we said what is the way forward, the same as ethnic. But as I'm a member of this country and as a member of parliament, I just my personal feeling that we owed to the public as a policy. Although we were in
honourable members, I'm just checking on Tuesday and Thursday. What I was saying is that Thursday in the morning there are no committees, then it's questions to the president. And I know some of the members here in this committee on Tuesday they've got other committees as well. I'm not saying I'm just so can I just try and speak to the House Chair and propose Thursday. Then you'll hear from us which day. But DG by Tuesday we're not there. Can we agree on them? Unfortunately, I have to do now the public apology, but we'll see what I do. And can we just say we ended on that note, on that number? Is that fine? On a fine note. How is your hand? Are you? Is your hand up? Okay. Wonderful. Oh, I'm to call it. Okay, honourable members, what Inkatha Freedom Party and Congress of the People are saying, they are saying whether we change the bill or not, they are still sticking to the decision of three languages, but two must be from the diminished, historical diminished status, is correct? So they say whether we change, whatever we do, their decision won't change. It was the previous decision that was voted for. So they are not supporting this new proposal. They are supporting that previous proposal. So they don't need to meet their parties. They are sticking to the decision. So they don't support this new proposal that is coming on board. As was a request from the PNDNC to consult. I will end it on that note. And I'm okay. Thank you to members of the public, members of the media, if you want to interview members from the individual parties in Qatar and what's the COPE, can you just wait 5 minutes outside? By 5 minutes will be done in 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. On our members,
I start the whole meeting going. What? I have no idea.
I'm not,
I think it's just